Most people think raising chickens is simple. Just toss some feed, collect the eggs, and enjoy Sunday soup. But in the Caribbean, where scorching sun, flash floods, and roaming predators shape every inch of your land, chicken keeping is an ancient dance of survival and strategy. What most homesteaders don't realize is that one mistake, like building the wrong coop, mixing the wrong breeds, or feeding the wrong scraps, can collapse your flock overnight. This isn't just about livestock. It's about reclaiming local knowledge, knowing the difference between a yard fowl and a broiler, choosing the right time to cull, and listening for the sound a hen makes when danger's near. It's about raising birds that feed your body, fertilize your soil, and reconnect you to a system our ancestors mastered long before prefab feed bags existed. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. Coop Dreams and Caribbean Realities. When most people imagine raising chickens, they picture quaint coops, golden yolked eggs, and a few fluffy hens scratching in the dirt. But in the Caribbean, where climate, culture, and custom shape every aspect of homesteading, chicken keeping isn't just a hobby, it's a lineage. From the cackling yard fowls darting through villages to the towering broilers raised for Sunday feasts, chickens are part of our story. Yet for beginners, the first step isn't about eggs or feathers. It's about building the right foundation. And that foundation starts with one thing, the coop. Designing your coop. Function. First, then fancy. Before you cut a single board, ask yourself this. Are you raising for eggs, meat, or both? That decision affects everything from the size of your coop to how many chickens you'll need. Basic coop needs. Shelter from rain, sun, and wind. Especially important in hurricane-prone zones. Security from predators, dogs, mongoose, snakes, and hawks top the Caribbean list. Good ventilation. Heat buildup can kill birds fast in tropical climates. Access to fresh air and light. Chickens need daylight for egg-laying cycles. Easy cleaning access, sliding doors, removable trays, or flip-top roofs help. Start with a ratio. 2 to 3 square feet per bird inside the coop and 8 to 10 square feet outside in a run. If you're going free range during the day, a smaller run will do. Caribbean tip. Elevate your coop off the ground, 18 to 24 inches. This keeps it dry in rainy season and helps deter rats and snakes from nesting below. Coop materials. Build smart, build local. Imported lumber is expensive, but in most islands, you can find treated pine or mahogany offcuts from local mills, zinc sheets for roofing, often reused from construction sites, chicken wire or hardware cloth for predator proofing, plastic crates for nesting boxes, old shutters or louvers for ventilation panels. Avoid using untreated plywood, rots fast, barbed wire, injures birds, tarpaulin roofing, traps heat, tears easily. Always design your roof with a steep pitch or overhang to help with tropical downpours. Nesting boxes and roosts, where they sleep, where they lay. Chickens are creatures of habit. Give them proper spaces, and they'll reward you with cleaner eggs and less drama in the flock. Nesting boxes should be dark, quiet, and private. A ratio of 1 box per 3 to 4 hens is ideal. Line boxes with dry leaves, sawdust, or shredded paper. Change regularly to avoid mites. Roosting bars, where chickens sleep, should be higher than the nesting boxes to discourage sleeping in them. Use smooth 2x2s or sturdy tree branches. Caribbean, note, Don't be surprised if yard fowls ignore your nesting boxes and lay under your breadfruit tree. You'll need to train them by gently placing them in the coop at dusk for a few weeks. Local breeds versus imported varieties. Know your birds. Understanding the difference between yard fowl and broilers is essential. Yard fowl, aka local layers or mixed breeds, tougher, leaner meat, better at foraging, more disease resistant, lay fewer eggs, but over a longer period, highly self-sufficient, often raised free range. Broilers, Cornish Cross, Ross 308, etc., grown for rapid meat production, ready to harvest in 6 to 8 weeks, cannot be bred naturally, must purchase chicks, need high protein feed and close monitoring, can suffer health issues if grown too large too fast. If your goal is self-reliance, yard fowl or dual-purpose breeds like Rhode Island Reds or Barred Rocks are more sustainable long-term. If you're farming for market meat sales or community events, broilers make sense, but require more input, regulation, and space. Important, never mix broilers and layers in the same coop. Their feed needs, behavior, and growth rates differ drastically. Chicks, pullets, and layers, building your flock. Before rushing into a full flock, start with a manageable number, 6 to 8 chicks if you're learning, 10 to 15 if you want eggs for a family, 25 plus for meat or small market sales. Terminology matters. Chicks, newly hatched, 0 to 6 weeks. Pullets, young hens not yet laying, 6 to 20 weeks. Layers, hens actively producing eggs, 20 plus weeks. Cockerels, roosters, males, you usually need just one for every 8 to 10 hens. Buying tip, always get your birds from a reputable local hatchery or farmer. Backyard trades can introduce disease. Housing chicks, brooder basics. New chicks need extra care and a brooder, a small heated enclosure to mimic a mother hen. Essentials, cardboard box or wooden crate, lined with a newspaper, not plastic. Heat source, a red lamp or ceramic heater. Shallow water dish with marbles or pebbles to prevent drowning. Chick starter feed, high protein. Keep chicks at 90 to 95 degrees Fahrenheit or 32 to 35 degrees Celsius the first week, then lower the temperature by 5 degrees Fahrenheit each week. If they're huddling, they're cold. If they're spread to the corners, they're too hot. By 6 weeks, they're ready to transition to the coop. Feed the flock, what chickens really eat. Chickens aren't picky, but that doesn't mean you should feed them scraps alone. Basic feeding schedule. Chicks, starter mash, 20 to 22% protein. Pullets, grower feed, 16 to 18% protein. Layers, layer pellets plus crushed oyster shell or eggshell for calcium. Broilers, high protein broiler feed, 22 to 24%, with grains and greens. Caribbean bonus feed, breadfruit, cooked rice, callaloo, coconut meal. Crushed mango seeds, dried, fish scraps, for protein. Termites and insects found under stones and wood piles. Avoid feeding, raw green peels can be toxic. Moldy food, excess salt or sugar. Avocado pits, skins, toxic. Water, tip, chickens drink a lot, especially in heat. Keep water containers clean and shaded. Add a splash of vinegar or garlic to prevent bacterial growth. Predator-proofing the coop. In the Caribbean, your enemies aren't wolves. They're cunning mongoose, opportunistic dogs, and the occasional hawk or owl. Defense checklist, Bury chicken wire 6 to 8 inches around the run to deter diggers. Lock doors and latches at night with carabiners or padlocks. Use small gauge mesh, not wide chicken wire, to stop snakes and rats. Add netting or roofing over the run to prevent aerial attacks. If you hear chickens panicking at night, investigate immediately. Predators often return once they've tasted blood. Extra tip, a solar motion light or old radio playing at night can sometimes deter nocturnal threats. Daily rhythm, caring for your birds. Homesteading is about routine. Your flock depends on it. Daily tasks, feed and water twice a day. Collect eggs, morning and evening. Clean out droppings, trays, or floor bedding. Check for injuries or signs of illness. Lock up before sunset. Weekly tasks, deep clean nesting boxes. Rotate bedding. Compost the old. Inspect the coop for signs of digging or damage. Caribbean wisdom, chickens as part of the family. Many elders treat their chickens not just as livestock, but as part of a legacy. They know which hen lays the biggest eggs, which rooster guards the flock, which call means danger, and which means celebration. If you raise chickens the right way, clean, consistent, respectful, they will feed your family, fertilize your soil, and become part of the living rhythm of your homestead. This isn't just about poultry. It's about remembering who we are, where we come from, and how to grow what we need, one cluck at a time. Chapter 2, Lay It Down, Eggs, Health, and Everyday Problems. No matter why you start raising chickens, sooner or later, it comes down to this, the egg. That perfect protein-packed miracle that shows up in your nesting box each morning like clockwork, until it doesn't. Understanding how egg laying works, how to keep hens healthy, and what to do when things go wrong is what separates beginners from real homesteaders. Welcome to the rhythm of the laying cycle. Understanding the egg laying cycle. Most hens don't start laying until they're 18 to 22 weeks old, sometimes later, especially in local Caribbean conditions where daylight hours shift and heat is intense. Once mature, a hen typically lays one egg every 24 to 30 hours in peak season, 4 to 6 eggs per week on average. Fewer eggs during molting, extreme heat, stress, or aging. What triggers laying? Daylight. Hens need 14 to 16 hours of light to lay consistently. In tropical climates, natural daylight is usually enough, but rainy seasons can reduce production. Nutrition, protein, calcium, and water are essential. Environment, safe, quiet, and clean nesting areas. Health, parasites, stress, or disease can shut the system down. Keynote, don't expect your hens to lay perfectly every day. Egg laying is biological, not mechanical. Even the best birds need rest periods. What a healthy laying pattern looks like. A consistent flock produces eggs of similar shape, size, and color. Yard fowls often lay tan, speckled, or light brown eggs. Imported breeds can lay white, blue, or dark brown, depending on genetics. Warning, signs of trouble, thin shells or soft eggs, calcium deficiency, bloody eggs, straining, stress, or injury, shell-less eggs, serious nutrient imbalance. Sudden stop in laying, heat, illness, or predators nearby. Eating their own eggs, boredom, protein deficiency. Eggs are your early warning system. Pay attention to what they're telling you. Nutrition, feed for egg success. To support consistent laying, hens need layer pellets are mashed with 16 to 18% protein. Calcium supplements, crushed oyster shell or dried eggshells, access to clean water 24/7. But that's just the base. Caribbean additions, Callaloo leaves, iron plus calcium, crushed seashells from beach foragers, rinse and dry first, grated green papaya or pumpkin for gut health, ashes from wood fires mixed into dust bathing areas for mite control. Don't forget grit. Chickens don't have teeth, so they swallow small stones or sand to help digest their food. If your birds are confined, provide a tray of coarse sand or crushed granite. Broody hens, nature's way of multiplying. A broody hen stops laying eggs and starts sitting on them instead, puffing up, growling, and barely leaving the nest. She's preparing to hatch chicks the natural way. You have two choices. Let her hatch, only if you have a rooster and fertile eggs. Break the brood if you need her to keep laying. To break broodiness, remove her from the nest repeatedly. Block access to the nesting box. Place her in a separate cage with wire bottom and airflow for a few days. If you do let her hatch, give her peace, shade, and her own coop section. Chicks will hatch in 21 days, and she'll care for them for 4 to 6 weeks. Health and disease, what every keeper must know. Even in paradise, chickens get sick, but prevention is always better than cure. Daily health checklist, bright eyes, no discharge, clean nostrils and dry beak, firm comb and wattles, not pale or dry, strong appetite, steady gait and no drooping wings, full, round crop in evening. If anything's off, isolate the bird immediately. Common Caribbean chicken illnesses, Newcastle disease, symptoms, coughing, green diarrhea, paralysis, highly contagious. Prevention, vaccinate chicks early. No cure, cull infected birds, coccidiosis. Symptoms, bloody poop, weakness, fluffing up, caused by protozoa in dirty bedding. Treatment, Amprolium in water. Prevention, clean coop, rotate bedding, keep brooder dry. Scaly leg mites. Symptoms, rough, crusty legs. Treatment, soak in warm water, scrub with toothbrush, coat with coconut oil or castor oil. Worms, symptoms, weight loss, pale comb, diarrhea. Natural dewormers, papaya seeds, pumpkin seeds, garlic. Chemical dewormers, levamisole or fenbendazole, ask a vet. Egg binding, a hen can't pass an egg, deadly if untreated. Symptoms, straining, droopy wings, swollen vent. Treatment, warm water soak, massage, calcium plus olive oil. Always have a first aid kit with electrolytes, antibiotics or natural tinctures, syringes, disposable gloves, wound powder, or betadine. Coop hygiene. Clean birds. Clean eggs. Disease spreads fast in the tropics. Chickens poop nonstop, about 50 times a day. Let that pile up and your flock's health collapses. Deep litter method, good for Caribbean. Layer sawdust, dry leaves, and chicken poop. Stir weekly. Let microbes break it down. Clean out fully every 3 to 6 months. This reduces smell, adds insulation, and creates free compost for your garden. Other tips. Scrub feeders and waterers weekly. Disinfect roost bars monthly. Use lime or vinegar in mop water to kill bacteria. Scatter ashes or DE, diatomaceous earth, in corners for mite prevention. Note, never use harsh bleach in closed spaces. Chickens are sensitive to fumes. Egg collection and storage. Eggs should be collected at least twice daily, morning and evening. This prevents breakage, poop contamination, egg eating habits. Washing eggs. Only wash if visibly dirty. Use warm water, not cold. Dry completely before storage. Store in carton, pointy end down. Unwashed eggs with intact bloom, natural coating, can last 3 weeks unrefrigerated in tropical climates, provided they're kept in a cool, shaded area. Refrigeration need tip. If you refrigerate eggs, keep them cold. Don't let them sweat or go back and forth in temperature. It shortens shelf life. When chickens stop laying, even the best hens stop laying as they age. Most lay well for 2 to 3 years, then slow down. You have 3 choices. Let them retire and forage. Sell or give them to someone with yard space. Use them for soup or stew. Tough meat, but rich broth. Signs your hen is retired. Faded comb color. Large, sagging abdomen. Molting without regrowth. No eggs for weeks despite good health. Don't cull too early. Some birds take breaks during extreme heat or stress and bounce back months later. Hen drama, social behavior, and pecking order. Chickens are surprisingly social and sometimes brutal. The pecking order is real. Dominant hens eat first, roost highest, and push others around. Roosters fight for mates, food, and control. When to intervene, blood is drawn. A hen is bullied into hiding or starvation. Rooster becomes aggressive to people. Solutions. Add distraction. Hanging veggies, mirrors. Provide multiple feeders and waterers. Isolate the bully for 3 to 5 days, then reintroduce. For roosters, remove, rehome, or process if necessary. Never let violence escalate unchecked. It stresses the entire flock and reduces egg production. Community questions. Why aren't my hens laying? This is the number one frustration in the Caribbean backyard chicken world. Common reasons include too young, under 18 weeks, too old, over 3 years, no rooster, not necessary for eggs, only for fertilization, poor diet, not enough protein or calcium, no light, rainy season or shady coop, hidden nests, free rangers often lay in bushes, mites or worms, reduce egg production dramatically, molting, natural yearly feather shedding can pause laying for weeks. If you've ruled all these out, keep observing. Sometimes a break is part of the cycle. Hens aren't machines. They're living, emotional creatures. Treat them with care, and they'll reward you with breakfast and beyond. Chapter 3. From Coop to Kitchen. Raising meat birds and closing the homestead loop. For many homesteaders, the goal is more than fresh eggs. It's full circle sustainability. That means raising birds not just for daily yolks, but also for nourishment at the table. And yet, the leap from collecting eggs to harvesting meat is where most backyard chicken keepers hesitate. Whether for ethical reasons, emotional attachment, or lack of know-how, meat bird management is often the most misunderstood and mishandled part of the poultry journey. But when done right, humanely, purposefully, and locally, raising chickens for meat can transform your homestead from a hobby into a powerful act of self-reliance. Meat birds versus egg layers, what's the difference? Chickens bred for meat, often called broilers, are completely different from the hardy, scrappy layers most folks start with. Here's how they stack up. Meat breeds, broilers, grow extremely fast, ready in 6 to 8 weeks. Soft bones, large breast meat, often white feathered for clean plucking, require high protein, high calorie feed, can suffer from leg issues, heart strain, or sudden death if not properly managed. Dual-purpose breeds, Barred Rock, Orpingtons, Rhode Island. Red, slower to grow. Meat, ready at 16 to 20 weeks. Lay eggs and provide decent meat. More robust immune systems. Ideal for Caribbean backyard systems. Yard fowl, mixed Caribbean local breeds. Lean meat, strong flavor. Better for soups, stews, and long cooking. Low maintenance, scavenging experts. Ideal for free range or low input farms. If you're raising meat for your own family, dual purpose or yard fowl can be a more ethical, affordable, and culturally resonant choice. If you're supplying a market or feeding many mouths quickly, broilers offer scale, but demand more input, care, and precision. Starting your meat flock the right way. Timing is everything. Broiler chicks grow best during the cooler, dry months, November to February, when heat stress is lower and disease pressure is lighter. Housing needs. 1 square foot per chick, first 2 weeks, expanding to 2 to 3 square feet as they grow. Soft bedding, dry leaves, sawdust, rotated every 2 to 3 days. Good airflow. Don't trap heat with tarps or tin roofing. Shade and shelter from wind and rain. Protection from predators, especially mongoose and dogs. Feed with starter feed, 22 to 24% protein, for 3 weeks. Grower feed, 18 to 20% protein, from 3 to 6 weeks. No scraps, bread, or low nutrition fillers. This slows growth and risks illness. Water tip. Meat birds drink heavily. Monitor daily and ensure shade. Heat stroke can kill broilers within hours. Caribbean add-on. If feed is scarce, supplement with crushed fish heads, protein boost. Grated green papaya and callaloo. Digestive health. Ground coconut meal. Energy plus oil content. Ethical harvesting. Doing it right. Harvesting chickens, especially your first time, is emotional. That's normal. But it must be done quickly, respectfully, and cleanly. Many traditional Caribbean families know this cycle intimately. Death is part of life on the land. Basic harvesting tools. Cone or holding box to restrain the bird. Sharp knife, non-serrated. Bucket for blood. Large pot for scalding. 140 to 150 degrees Fahrenheit. Table or board for plucking and evisceration. Clean water and soap for sanitation. The process. Withhold feed 8 to 12 hours before harvest, but give water. Restrain the bird gently but firmly. Cut the jugular or decapitate swiftly to ensure fast bleed out. Scald the carcass for 30 to 60 seconds to loosen feathers. Pluck by hand or with a simple homemade plucker. Eviscerate carefully. Remove innards, keeping liver, heart, gizzard if desired. Chill in ice water immediately. Rest meat 12 to 24 hours in refrigerator before cooking or freezing. This reduces rigor mortis and tough meat. Sanitation. Warning. Always clean tools and work area with boiling water or natural disinfectant, like lime plus salt wash. Never process near egg layers or open coops. Using the whole bird, nothing wasted. In a true homestead system, nothing is wasted. Bones and necks, perfect for bone broth or stock. Feet, collagen-rich, prized in soups. Giblets, heart, liver, gizzard used in stuffing, rice, or gravy. Feathers, can be composted or used in crafts. Blood, added to soil or used in fish bait. Intestines, traditionally cleaned and used in sausage making or buried for compost. Use what you can, freeze what you can't, and return the rest to the earth. This is the cycle our ancestors lived by. Closing the loop. Chickens as a homestead engine. Eggs and meat are just the beginning. Chickens can become the engine of your farm, providing nitrogen-rich manure for gardens and fruit trees, bug and weed control in your yard or plot, compost acceleration when mixed with carbon material, income from eggs, chicks, meat, or even manure. Community barter. A fresh chicken can trade for a bag of rice or labor. Consider adding rotational grazing. Move a mobile coop daily for fresh forage and soil enrichment. Integrated garden systems. Let chickens scratch in spent beds or under fruit trees. Chick brooding stations. Raise 2 to 3 batches of chicks per year for ongoing sustainability. Long-term vision. Build a small breeding program of your own. Start with 1 to 2 roosters and 8 to 10 reliable hens. Hatch your own chicks. Select the strongest and keep your flock independent of feed stores or imports. This is how real homesteads survive, with planning, patience, and pride. When to cull, when to keep. Some chickens will stop laying. Some roosters will grow too aggressive. Some birds will get sick. Part of the homestead mindset is knowing when to let go. Reasons to cull. Chronic illness or injury. No eggs for 6+ months, if not molting. Aggression toward flock or humans. Overcrowding or feed strain. Cull doesn't always mean kill. You can rehome, sell, or let old hens roam until nature takes its course. But if food security is your priority, hard choices must be made. Tip: don't name birds you intend to eat. Keep emotional separation where necessary. Common mistakes when raising for meat. Overfeeding broilers leads to leg breaks and early death. Skipping shelter. Meat birds get cold too, especially at night. Mixing breeds causes bullying, inconsistent feed needs, failing to process on time. Past 8 weeks, broilers become unhealthy. Trying to breed broilers, they are hybrid crosses and won't reproduce reliably. Stick to clear goals. Feed your family, grow your system, respect the bird. The culture of chicken, Caribbean lessons. In Caribbean communities, the chicken isn't just livestock, it's ritual, rhythm, and responsibility. Birthdays, funerals, holidays, hurricanes, there's always a chicken in the pot. And behind every chicken, there's a lesson. Patience. You can't rush an egg or a harvest. Respect. Every life matters, from chick to rooster. Connection. Chickens bring us back to land, labor, and legacy. Your great-grandmother may not have called it homesteading, but she raised fowl in the yard, fertilized her callaloo patch with chicken manure, and taught you how to clean a bird with salt and lime. That's a system. That's knowledge. That's resilience. You are not just raising chickens. You are reviving memory. You are growing sovereignty. One cluck, one egg, one clean kill at a time. This is how you raise chickens the right way.